Well, he's always been interested in testifying. It's us, meaning the team of lawyers, including me, that have the most reservations about that. As lawyers, I don't know, you all watch television. I don't know if you find a lawyer on television that ever thinks their client should testify.
Hello, and welcome to What the F***ed Has Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, August 2nd, 2018. Welcome to Day 560.
Why should we believe that, though? Because everything that he says indicates the opposite, that he doesn't want to be a caller.
Really? I haven't heard him say that. I've heard him say, I want to be interviewed if my lawyers can reach an agreement on what the ground rules will be. We've had a hard time doing that, but we're still, I'm not going to give you a lot of hope it's going to happen, but we're still negotiating. We haven't stopped negotiating with them.
Robert Mueller offered to reduce the number of obstruction of justice-related questions his team would ask Trump during a sit-down interview. Mueller's team would also allow some answers to be provided in written form. Negotiations over a potential presidential interview have been going on since March, and Mueller still plans to press Trump on topics related to obstruction, including questions about the firing of then-FBI Director James Comey.
The most recent letter, they sent us a proposal. We responded to their proposal. They took about 10 days, and yesterday we got a letter back from them. And now we're in the process of responding to their proposal.
In response to the proposal Mueller sent on Monday, Rudy Giuliani told reporters that it's time for the special counsel to put up or shut up. Recently, Trump told his advisors that he's eager to meet with Mueller and has urged his lawyers to reach an agreement on a sit-down interview with the special counsel, despite their warnings that he should not answer their questions. Hours after his lawyers updated him on the Mueller investigation, Trump called on Jeff Sessions to end the special counsel's investigation into Russian election interference. On Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning, Trump's lawyers updated him on the latest developments, including Mueller's proposal to limit the obstruction of justice-related questions. Shortly thereafter, Trump tweeted that Sessions should end the Mueller investigation right now, calling it a terrible situation and a disgrace to USA. Meanwhile, the Trump administration plans to roll back Obama-era fuel efficiency and emission standards on new cars. Under the Obama administration, the EPA and the Transportation Department set requirements for new cars to average at least 35 miles per gallon by 2020 and to continue improving efficiency up to 50 miles per gallon by 2025. The policy was intended to combat global warming. Trump's plan would freeze the fuel economy standards after 2021 at around 37 miles per gallon and would revoke a waiver granted to California and 13 other states to set more aggressive tailpipe pollution standards. Next, the Senate Intelligence Committee unanimously approved the release of documents related to the arrest and prosecution of alleged Russian agent Maria Butina. The documents contain records of the committee's interviews with Butina, who was accused of working as an unregistered Russian agent while attending American University in Washington from 2015 to 2017. And finally, Ivanka Trump called her father's zero-tolerance policy of separating families at the U.S.-Mexico border a low point for her in the White House. Ivanka, who remained publicly silent on the topic in June when Jeff Sessions announced the policy, claimed she was very vehemently against family separation. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Senate voted to increase the military's 2019 budget to $716 billion, an $82 billion increase from last year. The 9.3% increase is one of the largest in modern U.S. history, second only to the 23% increase in 2003 during the buildup to the Iraq War. 2. A new lawsuit filed against the Trump administration charges that Trump's efforts to let Obamacare implode are unconstitutional. And 3. Trump says he's looking forward to a second meeting with Kim Jong-un. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.